The Dennis Stuckey Show is on. Information 1380 WPHM.
All right, that's my cue to start talking. Welcome back, Dennis Stuckey Show here on a Friday. And our good friend Paul Costanzo from SC4 is on the line, and we haven't talked to Paul in a while, so I thought, why not today? Plus, there's stuff going on, isn't there, Paul?
There is stuff. There's always stuff, Dennis. There's always stuff.
Got to ask you, though, before we get into your stuff, because I know you're a big soccer guy.
I am.
And they have sold already 30,000 tickets at Comerica Park for Wednesday's match between the team from, Italy and the team from Paris?
Yeah.
If we got MLS in Detroit, do you think it would work?
That's a really, really good question.
I mean, 30,000 people, that might be more than show up to the Tiger game tonight.
Yeah, yeah. And part of that is the teams. I mean, AS Roma and Paris Saint-Germain are two incredible, you know, top-class teams. And there's a pretty strong soccer community in Detroit and, like, the Metro Detroit area. So I think that they would be all right. The problem that they'd run into is that they're already getting pushback from the lower-tier team, Detroit City, which is, I don't even know what division they play in. But their fans are angry about this. And, like, that's going to be their core. And that seems like a really tough hill to get over. But I'm sure they will eventually. And things will sort themselves.
I would have to think, you know, if you're moving up a level, you're also moving up a notch in the type of player that you're going to be watching. Okay. So, I mean, I've got a feeling that, yeah, maybe for a little while some of the fans would be grumbly, but I've got to believe they'd jump on board sooner than later.
Yeah, I think so, especially if Detroit's able to get one of those, you know, exception players that they have in MLS where you can sign a guy well so far above everybody else's salary, which basically means bring in a aging superstar from Europe and have him play for your team. So if they can do that, then it would erase all doubt. But I would love for us to have an MLS team in Detroit. I mean, I think that would be a lot of fun. The soccer games are in. I think that if you had, I know I would try to make it as often as I could.
All right, let's. I'd probably go. I wouldn't go to every game. I'd go see a match, see what it was all about. Let's talk about what's going on at SC4. You've got several student athletes who have been honored, and not because of their athleticism, but because of the real reason we go to school, and that's to learn. And you've got yourself quite a few academic honors over for several of the Skipper athletes.
Yeah, it was a really cool thing to see. 13 academic All-Americans at different levels. Taylor Westrick from the softball team and Josh Susterich from the men's golf team were first team academic All-American. And in order to do that, you have to complete 24 credit hours in the past year and have a 4.0 GPA. So obviously, they did as well as you could. So that's a pretty awesome feat for them. But then second teamers, we had Brittany Goodwin from the volleyball team, Brooke Gazdick from the volleyball team, Chandler Kildas from the men's cross country team, Erica Vanderhart from the volleyball team, Isabel Flory, who plays softball, the volleyball team, baseball team. And second team is no slouch. I mean, that's between 3.8 and 3.99. So they're doing better than I did in college as well. and then third teamers, we had Caitlin Carlson from the volleyball women's basketball teams, Megan Sylvia from the women's cross-country team, Miranda Schaefer from the volleyball team, and Ryan Major from the men's cross-country team. And then for third team All-Americans, it's between 3.6 and 3.79. So, I mean, very, very good academic records for these student athletes, obviously. It's really cool to see them honored.
Outstanding. Well, it's good to know that we've got a lot of smart kids out there who are also taking time out of a busy schedule, because let's face it, you're not getting those grades by not doing the work, and yet you're still finding time to put in the work too, to be athletes, and many of those names that you mentioned, very recognizable for their production in the various athletics that they're involved in. You mentioned a couple of cross-country runners. That's a new one. There's a lot of new programs going on at the college these days in terms of sports. And I know one that's near and dear to your heart is wrestling. What's going on there? How are they coming along with getting that program up and running?
Oh, I think pretty well. Alex Morang is the coach of that team. He's a Richmond graduate. In 2012, which blows my mind a little bit, but he was part of a few state championship teams there. When they won the three in a row, he was on all three of those teams. He was captain of two of them. He wrestled at Olivet College. He wrestled at Grand Valley University. So he has that experience, and then, of course, that connection to the Richmond program, which is not a bad thing to have either. And he's doing a really good job of working on getting kids signed and, making sure that he's going to be able to put a competitive team together for next season. And, that's tough because of the way that, we have to do things with when we can finalize our budget for the next year, to add a sport, they're going to get started a little bit later than their counterparts are. And I think that he's done a really good job of making sure that are going to be for the future of the program, which is really the most important thing, because I know that he's already making contacts, not just with kids who are juniors who could come in the next year. So I think that things are going to book up really fast there with that program.
All right, Paul, I'm going to let you go now, but we appreciate you filling us in and giving us that information.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Dennis.
All right, thanks a lot. Paul Costanzo from the college. Yeah, and again, because Paul was breaking up there a couple of times, just to throw those names out to you too, the SC4 student-athletes to win academic honors at the college. No small thing here. So Joshua Sesterich, Taylor Westrick, and I hope I don't leave anybody out here, but Brittany Goodwin, Brooke Gazdick, Chandler Kilbess, Erica Vanderhaar, Isabella Fleury, Larissa Crook, Michael Nadrowski. Let's see, we've got Caitlin Carlson, Megan Sylvia, Miranda Schaefer, Ryan Nager. We also have Austin Snyder, Joseph Slezak, Luke Scahill, Austin Schneider, Ross Rickle, Barry Marshall, Riley Montgomery, and we have Dave. Wow, they had a lot of them. David Abraham, Katarina Greisbrood, Claire Team, Mackenzie Bryant, Carly Agostino, Diamond Huss, and Brooke Mon were all athletes this year who at one level or another received academic honors. So congratulations to those young people on doing a real good job. All right, we will take another quick break here, and then we'll be back for more. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show. We're here Monday through Friday from 3 until 5 right here on AM 1380 WPHM.